Welcome back to an episode of The Real 8-4 Play, like The Real Ghostbusters. Your one and only home for talk about Japan and games and Japanese games. I am your host, Mark Gamejesus McDonald. Mm-hmm. What?
I'm doing a good job, Mark. You're doing a good job.
Okay, thank you. You did a very good job while I was away. Thank you for taking control. JJ HD2D Epperson.
We see 2D Epperson because of Octopath Travelers.
That's right.
You didn't want to
talk about.
You didn't want to talk about my amazing dog's pedigree.
I don't think I understood your nickname, and that might be why I skipped it. But yeah, I know you talked about your dog last week, right?
Yeah. So we
did you get a DNA test?
They send you an official document with the dog's pedigree that shows who its parents were, grandparents, and all that stuff.
Right.
And
like a family registry for the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. And it has their names and everything.
Right. And I was expecting to be something like totally boring, like, you know, Spot, whatever.
Were there any scandals in there? Like any bastard children or people who got divorced or...
No. Fido Snow.
It's just their names are ridiculous.
Okay.
Like Top Kids JP Dream Eyes. That's one dog.
That's one name?
Wait, that's the name of a dog?
Yeah. Deaconess of God's Castle JP.
Wait, is your dog related to Nomura's... Is it a lineage?
I didn't see any zippers.
Tetsuya Nomura, yeah.
His parents were...
Was the hair like all teased out and spiky when you first?
He does have a little bit of a...
when you first got him. Is it him or her?
It's a him.
Okay.
So his father was Bertwin of Harafuji JP, and his mother was Citron of Pearl Queen JP.
Citron.
Wait. So when you say of,
so that whole that is the full name.
It's like Game of Thrones.
It's like the
name.
Royal family, or
so,
something.
So yeah, there's
first
one that
of his House name. Citron.
So there is one that was his great great grandmother was Wool of Shimanami House.
Holy what?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Some fufu. So this, like fancy ass.
So they
dogs.
Do. They it's, can't all be named such and such of, and they have that be part of the name.
So what?
Must
it's
be
a,
the
it's
convention.
Like a convention. It's a convention that the breeders use.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
But that is their like official name. So like
right,
Bean's
sure.
Official name was Alarm of Pearl Queen JP.
Alarm. Oh, so it's of and then whoever begot, like it's
a Pearl Queen
parents.
I believe is like the breeder.
Oh right, okay. That is some crazy shit. So
yes.
There was no pressure on you to keep the Pearl name.
Well, I didn't know Alarm was his name.
Yeah.
Had I had known that, maybe his name would have just been Alarm, but I mean, he's just Bean. Maybe Sir Bean now.
Interesting. Do you know that Kurt Cobain named his...
Yes, Francis Bean.
There you go. And you know why they named it Bean?
No.
Because it looked like a little bean when they got the ultrasound.
That's
sweet.
So, we didn't manage to not talk about your dog this episode, but we are going to talk about...
Bean or
Octo,
not to be on Instagram.
My throwaway nickname.
Yes.
They just coined a new... I mean, I thought that was, what would you call Octopath? I can't fucking...
Octopath Traveler.
What? First of all, okay, let's not get into that. Let's introduce everybody, because I could, like, talk about the name for, like, 5 minutes. Like,
actually,
guys,
I believe it's Project Octopath.
Yes, it is.
Tentative name.
Because they're still holding their like, pencil on it, and they're like, I don't know. It's like, guys, you have a demo out. Like, fucking decide the name, people. Like, it's time to fucking decide the name. You know, we're going to talk about it. A lot
it
of people are going
to
talk
like
about it.
Like one of Bean's relatives, actually.
There you go. Octopath Traveler. Fucking begot of Octopath Traveler. Who else do we have here? I barely remember you people. It's been too long. John La Cucaracha Ricciare.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I did battle with a flying roach.
It was an epic battle.
Oh, with one of the flying ones.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, massive. One of the biggest ones I've seen. And it flew. I saw it fly.
Where did you find it?
On my wall in my living room.
Okay. Well, at least it was like in the open space. And you
thank God. Like, I went to sit, like, chill on my couch last night. And then I looked and I saw it. And, of course, it was like instant, like, fight or flight mode, right? So then, Killer be killed. So I got the spray because you have this like death spray, and I got the. I told the guys earlier, but I got a strainer. I'm like, I didn't know. I was like, what tools could I use?
It's amazing that you took like a 5 minute like A team. Okay, I'm gonna go like.
Yeah. I've like so I not in my current,
Rambo style. Like here's the
back in the day, I lived in a shitty apartment, as you know. That used to get these a lot. Like my new apartment, fortunately, hardly ever gets them. It's like once every 2 years I see one, and like so. But I am trained in the ways of fighting these things, and like
I would just fucking just kill immediately.
No, because they splatter and it's gross.
True. But
and then
it disappears. And then you don't know. Then you know there's a giant cockroach in the apartment. You don't know where. That is the nightmare scenario.
But once you see it, it's one. It's you're staying up until one of you is dead. Like,
That's what I mean. But if he fucking disappears somewhere,
no, you're right. But I mean, it was in my living room. I only have so much furniture. Like, there were places to go. No, he did move. So like, I got in there. I saw him. And, like, I turned for a second, I turned back, and, like, he was on a different wall. And that was, like, in 1 second, he flew, and I was like, holy shit. And then I turned again, and I saw him fly back. Then he disappeared for a while, like, and, like, he went behind, it was nighttime, too, so it's kind of hard to see. Behind a curtain, so I got the spray, and I, like, sprayed behind the curtain a bit, and that will flush them out. Yeah. He came out and was on the wall, and then I was just like, what am I going to do? Like, I got my Zelda Legends of Localization book in case I needed to splatter him, but I didn't want to do that.
Your go-to home defense so item like, that you keep by your bed, like a bat, like a normal person.
So I got a strainer, and I was like, going to try to trap him in the strainer and then just spray through it, right? It's a logical idea, but he was too big, man. He was, like, terrifying. I was, like, afraid if I was going to get close, he's going to fly in my face. So I literally waited him out. I stood there for, like, 10 minutes. I got a towel just in case I needed to, like, you know, clean up or whatever. And, like, and I had my spray, and I just, it was, like, me and him, and I just waited and I watched.
At any point, were you wearing the strainer on your head?
No, but I did have it in my hand like a shield now that you mentioned
I love how, like, the minute a cockroach appears, like, you go into caveman mode, and you're like, what can I fucking bash it with? And it's like, ooga googa.
No. See, I feel like that's normal,
it was smarter than that.
5 minutes.
True. Yeah, it evolved. This was, like, I planned out.
It was a plan that evolved.
And I even, like, and he was above, I had a bunch of clothes out that I had just, like, washed, and so, like, he was above my laundry, and, like, okay, I'm not letting him fall into that, I'm not gonna spray that, so I, like, pulled the furniture away, so my living room was, like, in shambles, and, like, finally, I sprayed a shot in his direction, and he started moving, and he tried to get away, and at some point, basically, long story short, I managed to, like, get him in his place where I could spray him, like, dead on. He kind of fell down, flew around a little bit, and then I just, like, went nuts on him.
When are you moving?
Well, I don't have to now. Like, peace has returned to the land of my living room at last. But
well, assuming that's the same one cockroach.
Well, yeah,
the one didn't disappear, and then you saw his brother.
Of course. And now, like, whenever I move around my apartment, I'm like super jittery and stuff. But like, it does look like it was possibly a one-off thing. They come in from outside sometimes, and so you know you kind of can't avoid it.
Sure.
Have we already talked about how like they're kind of normal in Japan? Like I used to think that if there were cockroaches in your house, like in America, you'd be like, oh damn, yeah. But here. Like, what John's talking about is not an abnormal
thing. It's very likely it just literally crawled under the door or, like, came in from outside. Like, there's lots of places where it could come in from. It's much more, Graham pointed this out, but it's much more terrifying if you see, like, two small ones or something. Then it's like, okay, they're, like, breeding and they're everywhere.
Yeah, if you got a big dude, you just kill him and, I mean, that's it. If you see a tiny one,
But like, even after I killed it, I told him, like, so I put a cup on it, like, to make sure he was, like, not going to revive or some shit. And then, like, I basically got, like, a plate and, like, basically, like, slowly got rid of him, flushed him down the toilet because I didn't know where else I wanted to put him. Yeah. But then even after that, I was like, I shut the top of the toilet and I'm like, when I come back, I flushed it again before I opened it. I just want to make sure he's really, really dead.
That shit is terrifying. And, like, especially in your old apartment. And I remember, I think, friend of the show, Andrew Vestal, who briefly worked at 8-4 as well, telling the story that was, like, my worst nightmare scenario, which is, like, right before you're going to bed, in a one-room, I mean, like, a lot of normal Japanese apartments are what you'd call, like, studio apartments in America, but they're even smaller than that. So you have a ton of stuff packed in to a small space, a lot of hiding places, but it's also a finite space. So, like, the nightmare scenario is... You're going to bed, you see giant cockroach, and it fucking disappears. It, like, runs like
behind your bookshelf or something.
Like, okay, the odds that this thing is going to crawl on me or over me in this smaller apartment are actually kind of high. And, like, it's what you were talking about. Like, you cannot go to bed before that thing is found and dead. And you have to, like, tear the entire apartment apart, whatever you have to do.
I wish I could, like, put on paper all the thoughts that went through my mind, because I really was strategizing this. Like, he literally was above me on the wall, and that affected how I approached him, because they will fly down usually. They, like, basically, like, glide almost. So I was like, if he was below me, I would have went for him. But, like, he was above me. Who knows what was going to happen? And I had that incident like over 10 years ago in that small apartment where there was one of those, and I sprayed the shit out of it and I got it. But then like there was so much of that like poison in the air I thought I was getting sick from it. So I like went to the hospital to get checked out.
That's
just to
the
be
fucking
safe.
Cockroach plan. It's like run around until he sprays enough, fills the apartment with the gas,
kills
and
himself.
Then we have him.
They were like, we almost had
ours. The place is ours.
It sounds like from the way that John like destroyed his apartment and now he has no peace of mind. It sounds like that cockroach won. The terrorists have won.
Moral victory. Laughing. From hell.
He's like, you may have won the battle, but
that's right, the war. We are legion. We are in your walls. We are everywhere. Speaking of which, Roy.
What's up?
Stroopwafels.
Stroopwafels.
Blakely.
Well, that's an easy one. That's my favorite food.
How's it going? Pies. Is it good as of now?
I actually didn't even try one.
What? All right, you have to have one live now.
No,
on
no,
the air.
People don't want
to
hear that.
It's, yes, they do.
It looks like a loud
people
food.
People love it when
it's
we
not
make snacking sounds and eat things and drink things on the podcast. That's
true.
It's like ASMR fantasy fiction. What? You did it all.
I'm just making noises.
So, friend of the show, our
Steve
friend,
Farma.
Yes, Steve Farma brought us from Holland the. A lot of things.
I'm actually.
You're gonna eat it, yeah.
Eat it, Roy. Eat it.
Okay. So one of which is a
feeling a lot
shit
of peer
ton
pressure right now.
You don't have to like crunch into the mic or whatever. Just eat it and tell us how you feel.
It doesn't crunch. It's
You do have to eat the whole thing, or else the old wives' tale is that your children will be barren.
Not your wife, but your children.
No,
it says original Stroot waffles, caramel filled waffles.
The pro tip is you put it on top of a warm tea and it kind of melts it.
Right, yeah. Right.
Oh, really?
I can see you enjoying some of these at home.
Yeah, I mean, it has a nice texture to it. It's a little crunchy, a little chewy.
The flavor builds as you eat it. Really
does
good.
It? Yeah.
So, Roy, what have you been doing since... I feel like I haven't seen you or maybe talked with you or been on the same podcast with you in a while. But maybe that's just because you were gone for a while and I was gone for a while.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's been going on? You're making games now.
I made
that should have been your nickname. What's the name of that little character in your game that you're making now?
The one I'm working on now, her name is Kiwi.
Kiwi.
That's not my idea.
Good nickname.
It's taken from the game jam that we're working on is called like a game by its cover, and the theme is there was some project where somebody was like they hired a bunch of artists to design
Famicase.
Yeah.
It's a very famous thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about the
Famicase
thing.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. Yeah, so, okay. and
a
you
game
pick...
jam based on Famicase.
Exactly.
Oh.
So you pick one, and you're like, oh, I'll make a game for that cover.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm. Who's, like, organizing the game jam side?
I don't know, actually.
Okay. It's not the people who organize the Famicase competition.
It might be.
Okay. Probably not, but I'm
probably
guessing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So the Famicase, somebody want to describe what the, for people who don't know, the Famicase
I have no idea what it is.
It's a thing that the Meteor, the shop in, Kichijoji, I think,
they
runs
moved,
every year, where they basically have people design labels, well, Famicom carts, basically. They design the label, they make up a game name, they like kind of, as if it were a real thing, and then they print all of the submissions and put them on actual Famicom carts and then hang them up in the shop for people to see. And then put them on the internet and stuff, too.
So it's just the cart design. There's
just
not
the
like
cart. No box, no...
or anything.
Yep.
It's just with the cart and what you would have found kind of on the cart.
Yep, yep.
But a lot of the names just themselves are really, like, either, like, evocative or funny or kind of like, whoa, that'd be crazy as a game.
Just makes you wonder, like, what kind of game it was. Yeah,
yeah, it's very... and they've done it now for many years. Mm-hmm. And it's always... amazing to me that people are still finding like new kind of angles on it. Like it's a really really interesting project. Check them out online. There's definitely a lot of fans. Well documented. People tweet about them a lot. And even enter it if it sounds interesting to you. You should enter it next year. But that's a great idea to make a game jam based on it. So you guys saw one called Kiwi.
It's called like Kiwi, like a new adventure or something.
Okay.
And the cover is just like this girl who she kind of looks like a magical girl.
Uh-huh.
But instead of like a wand or something, she's holding a vacuum. So that is kind of our writing prompt that we're going to run with.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. It makes me think of a New Zealand story immediately. Yeah.
Because of Kiwi?
Because of the Kiwi thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you ever play those games at all?
Does she have a vacuum in the game?
Yeah. That's going to be like the mechanic that we're working on.
Nice.
It's still it's you know.
Yeah, so what is the so action platformer, puzzle platformer?
It's going to be like partially bullet hell RPG, so like
whoa. Okay.
So she's going to use the vacuum to suck up projectiles and then like shoot them back at enemies.
Okay.
That's the plan anyway. I'm mostly on like the story end of stuff.
It blinks the time sweeper, that vacuum mechanic though didn't go so well for him, you know.
Great
that, right?
Music in that game though.
Really?
Wonderful soundtrack.
That should be studied. Oh, you guys expecting somebody?
Oh, God. Mark, did you know?
Wait, we better see who that is.
No.
God damn it. Who could that be? Come in, whoever you are.
Fuck this.
Wait.
Fuck all of you. Lock the door.
Sam and what? It's Destiny t-shirts, even. What are you guys? What's going on here?
Oh, my gosh.
I heard someone say something about Destiny.
That is so funny. Friends of the show.
Darby, are you here to talk about Knack 2?
Friends of the show.
I'm here to talk about another sequel.
Okay.
Friends of the show. This is all happening live on the fly. I'm sorry, guys. Thanks. We'll call you back. I
Graham
promise.
And Sarah just left in disgust.
Happening live. Friends of the show.
I want to leave.
Sir Darb is back. It is a triumphant return to the show. And with us for the first time ever,
hello.
That is a friend of the show, The Verge's own,
oh, yeah.
Sam Byford.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which seems weird to me.
Right. It's weird to me, too. And, I mean, that's so weird. You guys are in the neighborhood.
On real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, let's... Hello. This is all very... It's just totally by surprise.
Yeah, okay.
Testing.
Neither of you are on.
Maybe one of you could sit over here, and then one of them could share with me, maybe? Or how do you want to do this on the fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darby, you're on.
Another one.
No,
it's doing it. We're doing it live.
Fuck it. We're doing it live. And I'm super impressed by the t-shirts, guys. I gotta say, that was a fucking masterstroke. I didn't even.
We actually didn't coordinate this.
I got this at Gamescom last month, and
I got this at PAX, and so I felt it was only appropriate.
So
it's good to have the t-shirt present, since we're only gonna be talking about the game for about 5 minutes.
Well,
but,
we'll talk about it for a little bit.
I don't know about that.
I came all the way over here to talk about Destiny.
John, you're playing it a little bit. JJ, did you even try it after the beta?
No.
Okay. So, well, you can ask questions, JJ. You don't have to like run to your cell phone immediately.
I can ask questions
upon people.
I can ask questions.
People coming in.
Did anybody play it on PC?
I will later.
I played the beta on PC. Yeah.
It looks ridiculous.
It looks amazing.
It looks completely.
But isn't
amazing,
it a different community? So like, what's the?
It is.
That's gonna. That's lame.
But think about it. It is a loot-heavy game being released on Blizzard's Battle.net. Like, it is going to find an audience, right? Like, this game is going to do super well. My only reason for not playing it on PC, like, after it releases,
it's a
because
for one
it's
thing.
A month late, and it's like
PS4.
A big part of my experience with the first Destiny was playing with you guys and other people, right? And like that's kind of that is Destiny to me. So I will get the PC version, but I don't know if it's gonna be like it's gonna be tough, right?
The reason, and then there are two different communities. You don't want definitely not with PvP. You don't want people with mouse looking like 21:9 monitors and all kinds of 100 frames a second playing against the people on PS4 and
I guess it seems like it's going to splinter the audience. Like, it would be nicer if there was like some way for people to play together.
I think the majority of people are going to be playing on the PS4
anyway. I think so too. I don't think PC is going to be anywhere near
Xbox
as big as PS4.
I don't think the issue is necessarily playing together, because I think to Mark's point, like, you definitely couldn't have like mouse
you don't
and
want
keyboard,
them
keyboard
together,
versus
yeah.
controller, but like it's just that you can't transfer player progress. That's the real
that would
bummer.
Be nice.
Like,
that would be
because
nice.
I've put in what like 20 hours already to the PS4 version. It would be nice to not have to
you're gonna switch
reboot
over?
That. And
well, let's save the port discussion. Let's like set the table here. We only talked about the beta. Let's like start from the start here. The reaction overall has obviously been really, really positive, but I'm curious about, everybody's here. Oh, nice. You even brought your own drink. Darb, you need something to drink,
I'm good.
Probably.
I'm
sure?
good. Yeah.
What are you guys, like, first impressions? First of all, how much have you guys played? What are your light levels? What are you up to right now?
I'm 285,
God
I think.
God damn, you got up to 285?
I'm ready.
God damn it. I'm sorry, Sam?
I'm like, I hit 246 at like 3 a.m. last night.
Okay, we're pretty close. I'm at 249.
I was just telling Brad outside, I've played the game literally four times. Like, I played it the first couple nights, and then I sort of had plans, and then I just got back from China. So.
Oh, you played that all in four stretches. Those must have been marathons.
but
it's a good amount of time.
I find it an easy game just to, like, chill with, right? Like, it's not intense, kind of.
And that's part of the mystique. John, you played for just like a couple minutes.
Just like 2 hours, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I liked what I played, and I'm going to play more. But I don't know. I still don't understand the loop, so I'm not sure that I can get into it the way you guys get into it or not.
So,
I would like to, maybe, but because everybody's talking about it in ways that sound really good to me. But like, I literally don't understand it yet. It doesn't teach you well, and it never did.
So it's by far the most beginner friendly that it's ever been, but. Mm. But even now, I've played, the shit out of all Destiny's expansions, still I have, like, questions and things that I don't know, and I'm still, like, figuring things out. I've not been going on Reddit all the time and stuff like that. It does definitely not just, like, teach you and feed you everything. There's a lot of stuff that you still need to go to the community, talk to somebody, and figure out. There's still a lot of, like, Monster Hunter-like things where it's like, okay, the thing about engrams by leveling up to 265, and then certain things will get you higher than that 265. You wouldn't necessarily, some of them you could figure out on your own very easily, but some of them you wouldn't necessarily know.
Even some of the stuff, like particularly about like engrams and stuff like that, like they say, like, oh, certain engrams only go up this high, and then the next group of engrams will only go up to here, and then you've got to get past that, you've got to get this, but like.
Right.
I keep feeling that, like, wait, these purple engrams are now, like, dropping at 279? I thought they only dropped it. Like, right. You know, and so...
Why does that have
you? Or, like, you know...
Are you guys speaking English?
I know, I don't know. Let's dial it back.
So engrams are the things that drop where it's loot, but you don't know what it is until...
Right, I know what that is because I had to ask, and actually Sam told me, but, like, that even that so, is then, not, like, really explained.
So then, and then the numbers game is just your light level is basically, like, your level is how strong you are.
Yeah, right.
Like, based on your armor and stuff like that?
Based
on
your gear, yes. There is an element of, like, all of this arcane, opaque stuff being kind of part of the appeal of the game, though, right?
There
like,
is still
like,
that too.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not yeah. complaining about it. Like, it's more just like I'm almost. I wish I had. If I had more time, I would be fine with that. But because I don't, I kind of wish it would just be like, here's the loop.
Right.
I feel that way about mobile games too. Because at the end of the day, as much as you guys are going to hate to say it, Destiny is just a grand scale mobile game. Yeah. Like, as far as the loop and the hook and the appeal, and like it's the same thing. It's basically like they don't explain any of those mechanics. You
I would
find
not
your
say
fun.
But to your point,
disagree.
Yeah, because you don't. Play mobile games.
Well, the game
because
doesn't
mobile
start.
Games are not about the moment-to-moment gameplay. The mobile game.
No, yeah, I'm not discounting that. I'm not talking about the
right.
gameplay. I'm talking about purely the part that gets you addicted and brings you back. Is as much as the gameplay is good, that's not what gets you guys coming back. All you guys ever talk about, everybody
right.
on the internet, is their light level and their engrams and all this stuff.
Yeah,
that's
but
fine.
I know, like,
that's,
but no one would care, but no one would care about that if the game wasn't like the moment-to-moment gameplay.
Absolutely.
Wasn't fun.
Again, yeah. It probably sounds like I didn't mean to sound like I'm knocking the game, but I'm just trying to say like that's like that's
I mean,
it's standard
that
to not explain
props.
That stuff. I just wish it did.
I agree with John in the sense of like. Like John, I also play Pokemon Go a whole lot, and like that is not a fundamentally interesting game to like play. Like the catching Pokemon is not fun, right? But it's about the meta and the loop and sort of like a thing that you go back to every day to some extent.
Right.
And, like,
but you just summarized why I disagree.
Actually,
with
Darp too. You play Pokemon Go a lot as well. And,
yeah, I play
mean,
a
like,
lot too.
On the skeletal level, like the things that get you interested are very similar. It's just obviously
see, that's what I'm saying is
well,
wrong. Is because I don't. Mm. I like to. Yeah, of course, obviously, like an you know. Like an animal, if you put a treat in front of me, I'm going to respond to it, right?
Right?
So, like, if I get an engram, I'm like, ooh, you know, I get excited. But, like, I'm playing because it's fun to play the game. It's fun to shoot stuff. And
of
like,
course, and it's fun
and
to team up with your friends,
yeah, friends
and, like,
and
talk and
I mean,
stuff like that. And
At the end of the day, I think it's, like, the most fun, most amazing, best-looking chat room I've ever been in, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
like,
that is a good way of describing it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was
going to
get
better
at.
Than PlayStation Home?
even better than
well,
PlayStation
Well, I mean, obviously
Home,
they took a lot of inspiration.
They got dancing
Home.
Down.
Yeah. But without PlayStation Home, there would never have been a Destiny. I mean, come on, let's just say it. Let's just
another thing
it
to
there.
Bring up, though, is that, like, and see, you said you'd only played a couple hours, John. Like, it's a cliche, but, like, still, as with the first game, like, this game does not even remotely begin until you've, like, finished it
in
terms of
so
traditional
the
ones. Right? Like, you need to finish
tutorial.
The campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
The campaign is a tutorial, and I think the campaign is... like the best that they've done by far so far. I was not into the story, I will say. Didn't really like the story. I didn't like have any characters. All the characters were the same characters I already felt like I knew. I felt like they leaned on like the crazy robot thing too much. Like you have your ghost, you're like wisecracking robot ghost. You have Cade 6 that's a wisecracking robot. And then you have that NPC
failsafe.
Nessus failsafe that's a wise kind of a wisecracking robot. So like maybe like character-wise, not a lot of cool, interesting new characters, but the set-piece moments and the combat in general in this game really makes me look back on Destiny 1 and even be like, I felt so safe a lot of the time. Like, I could just duck behind a corner or hide here and know, okay, I'm going to get my health back. I'm going to, you know, drop a grenade or whatever. I had a million outs at any point, even when it got really hectic.
You mean in the first game?
In the first game, except for some points in the raid and definitely like Nightfalls. And there were exceptions, but by and large, normal encounters, like, there were just ways to game the system kind of thing. And I feel
it's
like...
It's not that way at all
it's
anymore.
Not.
It's
like
so it, much
right
they,
from the start.
They really lean hard on the new class abilities, which took me a while to grok at first, where, like, you can basically kind of... apply a sort of buff for weapon damage or like cast an area that heals you all the time. And
depending
like,
on what your class is, though, right?
Yeah, but I think I think all of them have that option, right? No?
I mean...
Do they? I know that Warlock...
Okay,
I'm,
well,
Warlock I'm playing
does,
Warlock
but Hunter
does,
doesn't.
But, yeah.
Right, okay. I guess I'm just going from Warlock and the subclasses then, but certainly with Warlock, like,
they all have something.
I was finding the same thing, and like, it was like, oh, here is this thing that I'm not familiar with the old game, and I really sort of needed to get into that rhythm of knowing when to use it.
So you have to use that, and it's the feeling of enemies are coming from more angles than before. They're smarter than before. They run away, whereas, like, before that was pretty
They're
rare.
Way faster
and
now.
Fast.
Yeah.
Like, the Fallen, especially, when the Vandals, they get on four legs, just they, like, shoot across. You're like, holy shit. Bosses disappear. They can warp you. Boss encounters are way, way more improved. Like, this would be the game for you guys. I mean, it should be. That's the latest version of the game. But this this is the most, like, the best version of it that's happened so far, and the most beginner-friendly thing. Like, you can, you know, there's a list of things for you to do kind of now that you can pull up at any time. There's a good map that you're referring to a lot that you can see all the different activities. There, you have, like, more touch points. It's much more, like, you'd have accessible to store less in your head, and there's more just actually there in the game once you know, like, kind of where to look for it and stuff.
In my, you know, newbie 2 hours guy who likes mostly likes Japanese games and not games like this, like, the, and I apologize if you follow me on Twitter because I already talked about this because it's really all I have to talk about, but, like, what I really found from the first 2 hours of that game is the sound design is, like, incredible. Like, it's among the best sound design I've ever heard in any game ever, and I'm not, like, exaggerating, like, because I have surround sound in my living room, and, like, shit was coming at me from every angle, and it felt really good. And then they integrate Rumble, which I still have always thought, like, Rumble is, like, a really cool underused game feature. They integrate Rumble into it, so, like, you're feeling it in, like, every dimension. Like, when in the beginning, when you're on that ship, and the ship is sort of, like, kind of blowing up all around you, my, like, controller's, like, shaking in, like, all the right ways, and, like, the sound's coming out from every angle, and it was, like, really loud, and the music was really good, and I was just like, okay, I don't really like these characters or, like, this sort of setting, but the, everything about it is kind of making me more interested just because of how well the sound is designed.
I think the music in this game is, like,
it's really,
it's
really good.
Phenomenal. It's, like, the best scored game I've heard in, I don't even know how long. It's just,
it's Nier Automata. Is the soundtrack of the year.
Is there a new Paul McCartney track on the soundtrack?
Sadly, there is not.
Sadly, no. There's no follow-up to that. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, no, even, they got to put a, if they were smart, they'd put a
Roy,
joke
don't be shy. Come have
of,
a seat. Come on.
They should have got Ringo. Like, he's still kicking around, spreading his message of peace and love.
I've always liked the way that the guns sound. I've always thought that the guns have, like, a, like, they do a good job of making certain guns sound very iconic. But now in this one, I feel like they went crazier with the gun design, like just the way the guns look.
Graviton lance, and, like,
or like what's the tractor cannon or whatever, the one that looks like a, it's a shotgun that looks like a tractor beam thing.
Was that the one where someone said they were disappointed that it doesn't shoot tractors?
Well, yeah, maybe. But like, it's like,
was this on Beaver's?
It's a shotgun, and the crazy thing is that when you shoot someone with it, it actually pushes them back, so they go flying across the room.
That's fucking.
And so
awesome.
All these guns make these, like, really weird noises now, and it's like, it just, you hear it and you're like, oh shit, someone's got whatever gun.
Even hearing a normal gun or like reloading a normal shotgun and stuff like that, they really, like, I don't know if they upped the fidelity or, like, the sampling rate or whatever, but you're right. Everything sounds way better. And the soundtrack is all over the place, too, in terms of breadth. You know, it's not all this, like, they definitely have the epic orchestral, you know, what you would bombastic you expect from, you know, the opening and stuff like that.
And then there's the weird music on, like, Nessus or whatever, the, like, weird electronic.
It goes lots of different places, which is also, like, really the sign of a great soundtrack, where it's not like one note. And also, the game is big. Like, there's just a ton of content, way more than I think even people who are not so much into, you know, the raid stuff. Hopefully a lot more people will now be into the raid and some of that end game content, because that's by far the best. But even just kind of playing through the game normally, or people who, like, kind of played through Destiny and then were like, okay, yeah, I'm done with it, I think they will definitely play this one for much longer and get more out of it. There's just so many activities that it was always hard for me to, like, return to the tower, because it's like I'm doing something and it's like, okay, wait, I gotta at least just go return these, you know, whatever, turn in these tokens or, like, finish this one quest. While that's happening, a public event is happening, or I come upon a cache, or, like, you know, lost sector. Like,
it's all in front of the player now in a way that it wasn't in the past, because, like, Destiny when it launched was sort of dinged for not having that much content, and the way they added it in the expansions was kind of like to layer it on top of what was already there.
Right.
So you had things like the Taken King, and they really kind of, like, focused on hardcore things like Court of Oryx and stuff, which were, like, pretty arcane and, like, difficult to figure out.
Right.
But it was really, like, aimed at the people that were on Reddit, you know, like the kind of hardcore player base.
Yeah.
But right now, like, there's just so much to do, and it's just there, right? You just push the touchpad, you can see a thing to do right in front of you.
Yeah, and I a lot of people have talked about it, but I do want to mention the touch at the start of it for people who did play Destiny 1. You know, you lost all of your items. You lost, you didn't get anything for having played.
Your CO took all your powers
away. Everything,
like in Metroid.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't get anything For having, you know, done all of the stuff.
Could
that
you
we
bring
did
over
in,
your
in
character?
Destiny 1. Your character, yes. Your character did stay over, but your character basically became level zero. Your character is the same as anyone who just started. They look the same.
Bringing over your character, basically, all it does is forfeits your right to use the character creator. Which is exactly the same
which
in
is
this
the
game.
Same.
Well, they
which
also
is a surprise
they give you the
me.
Memories thing, too, though, right? Where you
so
can
that's
kind of
the part
see
I was
stuff.
Getting to.
Well, that's based, on your, account, though, right? So
it's based, it's account based, yeah. So
I just mean in terms of giving the player like a reward for at least having played the first game.
So that's what they did, which was like just like I don't know, elegant is like a good word for it. It's like it really was moving for people who had played all of those years, and then you know, you could see the people that you did these activities with, and we'd just been talking the night before about like, wait, who was there when we finished that raid and who was there, and then, you know, bits of our raid team, then we finally came together and we'd finally we did
did you guys shed tears?
Oryx. It got a little emotional. I got a little emotional. I'll be honest.
Is there a campfire anywhere?
I got a little emotional.
It was. I felt like it was like. It actually was like. I'm, you know, I'm surprised at how much it affected me. Just like watching that and being like.
Just like a white screen with like a one thing. No.
And like the most like, you know, soaring, uplifting music possible and everything. And but
just
yeah,
like
it
one
was,
sentence and then the time and the date and then who was there. Like it was like, yeah, I don't know. It was like visiting a grave, I guess, almost in a weird way. It's like, here's the epitaph.
Y'all are ridiculous.
The date.
Y'all are fucking ridiculous.
Time's running out.
Visiting
what else
grave
you need
of a beloved friend.
What else
JJ,
you need to talk about?
That we must never see again.
Yeah. Okay.
So other highlights, like I've been grinding to get raid ready. I feel like I got to be 270 at least. I think I don't think I'm going to get up to 280, but I'll get to 270. And public events is by far the best way to get gear. I think there's no secret there. I do really like the public events. I like being able to turn them into heroic. You can't do them just by yourself. You know, they're not kind of like a joke like they became in Destiny 1. I will say, and other people have commented on this as well, I think in a lot of ways it's removed a lot of the guessing game, a lot of the like other apps, a lot of the extraneous shit that you used to have from Destiny, a lot of the like hokey pokey, you know, stuff in the story, like the darkness and then who's the speaker and blah blah blah. It's very understood. It's like bad guy, kill bad guy. Yeah. Bad guy is bad. But I do think, and I think a lot of people have said this, I'm sure Bungie's getting this feedback now, I do think they overcorrected a little bit and like went a little too far in removing the mystery of stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's not any kind of mystical weirdness or room for like real interpretation and stuff in the story, but also in stuff like, you know, here's the public event. You know, when you first played Destiny 1, it was like this weird thing, like, oh man, what's triggering it? What's going on? The sky got dark and whatever.
I kind of get that, though, because if you want to remove the bullshit, you almost have to reset and, like, slowly build it back up. Like, and that's probably what they
so
did.
So that, yeah, so
they sort of just, like,
better to err on that side.
And the final scene certainly does, you know, without spoilers, but it does sort of hint at that kind of mystery, right?
So. That was the one moment that I thought that was a really good moment where they did do that. I'm wondering if that's, without spoiling anything again, if that hinting at the first expansion. Do you guys think, or is that hinting at the next like?
They've said the
full
expansion
game.
Is what Curse of Osiris, right?
They did. Osiris, they did finally acknowledge that,
which I believe
December, right?
Yeah. There's one in December and one in spring. Wow. It sounds like that wouldn't be what that scene is alluding to.
Well, we don't want to get into spoiler territory anyway.
That's right.
So
we
like,
won't.
I want to dial it back because we do have to talk about other stuff and we don't have a ton of time today.
Yeah,
I want to ask you like just on a really. Because most people, I think, listening... Well, not most, but a lot of people listening don't know what you're talking about. So, like, on a really basic level, like, it's better than the first game? Like, are there, like, any really major new features or new different things? Like, on a really basic level, like, how would you define it?
Well, so what I was talking... The stuff we were talking about before, where it's, like, the combat is, like, less predictable and more hectic. Like, there's people attacking you. The enemies are smarter.
Faster. I think that's important because, like, the one... Like, so these are the guys who made the good Halo games. And, like, when Halo... Not that Halo's not good anymore, but you know what I mean. Like, when Halo was at its peak, redefining combat. And, like, it seems like they're still doing that. It sounds like...
Destiny 1, even like vanilla Destiny 1, 1.0 when it came out, was probably, I mean, to me, I think the best feeling FPS on console ever made.
When Halo came out at its time, it was also that. I think that was like something that Bungie's always been really good at.
Right, and I think they've made it better. And I don't know if I can point to like, I mean, I don't know if I can point to like one thing that's like, this is the reason why this game is better than the first one, but
yeah.
It's like they went over and just fixed everything, like, and made yeah. like fixed the stuff that was broken, and then right. the stuff that wasn't broken just polished it and made it even better.
Yeah, it sounds like people like you guys who are super into it are almost all unanimously saying like it's a better game, which right. is important, I think. Like,
yeah,
you know, like I think that's like, but it's interesting to me too at the same time that like sales have gone down in like Europe and Japan and stuff like that. It's like,
so that's an interesting...
I wonder about, do those figures include digital? Because
they
I
don't
right
probably.
I would think a lot of people who play Destiny for the first, maybe they bought the disc, they would think, yep. this is a game I want on my hard drive, right?
People are buying more digital, and especially a game like Destiny where you're just, I'm going to play this yeah. on and off for a couple of years. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, who knows with a good, that's a good question. That's still kind of a question out there in terms of like overall sales numbers and stuff like that. But like, that's also all people who decided before the game launched whether they were buying it
yeah,
or not.
Yeah, I definitely think there was a lot of like buyer's remorse with that first Destiny, right?
No, like, I think that's true. And yeah. I don't want to get into like a philosophical discussion on sales either, yeah. only because we don't have a ton of time. Maybe that is a conversation to have in like a month from now, because I'm sure. really curious to see if all this positive feedback from guys like you
right.
is actually going to bring people who are on the fence, well, maybe even like people like JJ or something, like to actually maybe give it a try again.
Seems unlikely.
You can get knack armor. A lot of the game is designed around getting people, like, you know, I mean, even their announcement event, there were like a lot of features where they wanted people. It's, you can level up your character faster and I would say easier than the other Destinies. Like, you need to know less like obscure little stuff than you used to sure. have to. That stuff's all gone. And the stuff I was saying about the combat, like you guys get what I'm saying, right? Like, a lot of first person shooters, you can just know, like, oh, if I go over here and duck
and
sit for a sec, I know I can do it. So even when you you're supposed to feel threatened.
I noticed that in the beta. Like, yeah. I was having problems, like, I just go over here. And I was like, no, I can't go over
I'm
here.
Still getting
over
here. I'm still getting shot. Wait, what? I'm still getting shot. Like,
I just kept moving in the 2 hours that I played because I noticed that, like, I can't. If you sit still, you're like a sitting duck. It's just, like, just the only thing to do is keep moving Absolutely. And kind of running and, like, hoping that shit works
it's
out.
Too, was, like, yeah, it's too bad approach. That there, like, aren't, like, motion controls to make it not feel like you're shooting in a pool, though.
In a pool?
Yeah, waiting. Like, it's really sluggish and slow. I've been playing Splatoon a lot. Splatoon.
Oh. Right.
And, like, I would be
wait,
more
somebody
into...
told me to correct you how you pronounce Splatoon.
I know. Did you get that feedback?
Which ways are they to pronounce Splatoon?
Splatoon.
Japanese
Splatoon.
People say Splatoon.
Like, Splatoon.
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 Yeah.
Because they don't Splatoon. Get Splatoon.
Enough! But like, my only thing about Destiny the Beta was that not having motion control or motion assist... made it feel really sluggish compared to Splatoon.
Well, doesn't that mean like you could just play on PC and have like
that's what I was
well yeah I would play it on PC if I played it at all
right. Well, and they did, I mean, I think one of the things that they did do and they've acknowledged with Destiny 2, I don't know if you were playing any PvP, but they did intentionally slow it down a little bit and make it so that did like time to death and stuff like that was a little extended, and actually more like Halo. That's kind of more in Bungie's DNA. You can speed it back up with armor and things like that. Also, like,
use that six axis, man.
But it's very like it's very tuned.
Nobody likes that stuff. Though.
It's totally tuned to the controller, right? Like, there's a lot of auto aim and like assist and stuff, and like sometimes it'll actually like screw up a bit, and you'll see your camera move when it shouldn't.
You can change that depending on the controller setup.
I think you're. I mean, I'm not discounting what you're saying at all, but I think, you know, to some degree you're just used to playing Splatoon right now, and that probably is why. Because, like, you know, one thing in its credit I will say is, like, in those 2 hours that I played, I don't remember, but I don't think it was telling you how the controls work in the beginning. Like, it wasn't saying, like,
it does not.
No, that's but I knew everything without thinking about it immediately. And to the point that I thought, wow, like, I totally get the controls intuitively. Yeah. Nothing, like, I bet you this button does this. Yep, it does.
Yeah.
I
remember feeling
and that's probably from playing Halo for years, but I mean, like, that is the perfect
like, reload is here
on consoles.
Probably the one thing.
For a controller. I mean, like, I'm not talking about motion or not, but.
Probably your class ability. Actually,
yeah, even the reload. I was like, I want to reload. Yep, there it is.
I remember figuring out, like, how the weapon shift worked on the first game.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, it's like basically you have three weapons and you switch between the first two regular power ones with triangle and you hold down triangle for the more powerful one.
Yeah.
And like I just guessed that.
Got
that. Like the first time and it worked. Right. And I was like, wow, that's
I guess just rounding out other parts, there are some new enemies, probably more than I expected from what I had seen announced before. But less than I would expect from a normal sequel. Like I would have liked, you know, a new race. I would have liked a new class.
Yeah,
from a sequel. I want a big shift.
Why isn't there not a new class?
I think it's just balancing things. Like, they have, they, you know, it works in threes a lot. Even the Destiny symbol is like three, even though now it's four person fire teams for multiple, for Crucible, for PvP. But you have three classes. Within each class, you have three different subclasses.
They did at least change the way the weapons parties work a little bit, right? Like, I think now you can't have, like, two... What was it? They did something with the weapons.
So, it used to be, like, regular weapon, special weapon, powerful weapon. And now it's, like, what, kinetic weapon.
Energy
and
weapon.
And then energy weapon, which is, like, the type of damage it does, you know, solo or arc.
Yeah.
Which is kind
of my again, my super limited understanding, but I think it forces you to have more of a variety of weapons, right? Like,
it could make you have, like, two scout rifles at once, for example.
Yeah.
So it depends how you want to play.
It
gives you more flexibility.
Here's a simple way of explaining it, is that now they took, so that you still have three weapon slots. Two of the weapon slots are, like, quote-unquote normal weapons, but one of them has, like, an elemental ability to
it. Right,
right. The third weapon is a weapon that can kill in one hit. Kind of, think of it that way. So sniper rifles, which you used to be able to, like, get a lot of ammo for and use a lot, is now, that's a big deal. If you pull out a sniper rifle, it's a big deal, because that's your power weapon that can kill in one hit. That means sniper rifle shares the same slot with rocket launcher.
That's
now.
What it, yeah, that's yeah. how it was yeah. explained
which
to
is
me,
a big
makes sense.
Deal, right?
Yeah,
it,
yeah.
But it does make sense. But it does also lead to something that is a problem that I have with the game right now, and I don't know if it's just me, but because those first two slots, besides the elemental ability, can be the same thing, they both can be scout rifle, both can be hand cannon, both can be whatever, I forget which one is which. I have to constantly be looking this is the elemental power thing.
I go really heavy on scouts, so, like, I've often been doing what I was just saying, like, having two at once.
Right.
And, yeah, I get exactly that. And, like, you'll inadvertently, like, run out of ammo for one or the other.
Have you noticed also that, like, they now make it so that you don't get ammo for the kind of for the weapon that you're using.
Yeah.
So remember in the first one there was Juggler, where you had to, like, switch weapons to get ammo.
Yeah.
That's default now.
Something else. Speaking of ammo, that they do, which is actually a good change, which might not seem like a big deal, but it is if you're a regular player, is certain class of enemies, when you kill them, will always drop power ammo, right? Yep. So you know that from ahead of time, and you can plan kind of around.
You can use
that.
Your last shot.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. So it becomes another kind of aspect of strategy. and then I think the slotting system, the way that works, you can get these different perks that you slot into
the mods.
To armors, the mod system. Yep. Thank you. Yeah. all of that stuff works well.
Like, the guided game stuff, I think, is really cool. Like,
I haven't done that yet, I think that's going to be big again for
that's,
a lot of
yes,
beginners.
Yeah, that's for beginners. And I think that's the main complaint was that, because everyone always says, like, oh, Destiny really gets good when you get to the end game.
Right.
But, like, if you don't have a group of people to play with, you never experience any of that. So now it's like, okay, now you can more easily find people in game to help you run through that in game content.
Well, I think I'm going to give it my Saturday, and so
we'll give it
a chance.
Awesome.
Everybody says, like, get through the scenario. I mean, the story, the campaign, as fast as possible. So I'll see if I can. Is that doable in a day or?
It's going to be a long day.
All right. Well, maybe I won't get through it.
Give it 6 hours.
I'll do what I can.
There's a typhoon coming. You ain't going nowhere.
I know. It's like, exactly.
Oh,
and
shit,
like,
is that hitting on
is
Saturday?
Happening?
Well, it's hitting maybe Sunday. But I mean, basically, this from Sunday on, you know, when you, especially us being here, like, it's just Tokyo Game Show shit going on every single day. So it's probably my last chance to play for a while.
If you can get somebody, another thing I will say is, like, it's still so much, because I had to play a bunch of it single player, and I had to
get somebody to play with you. And I know, but, like, everyone I know is like
difference.
You, like, who are, like, you guys who are like super hardcore.
Well, I would
normally slump if we weren't raiding. I would normally, like, just jump in with you and just, like,
or even get someone that, even if they're not playing with you. If they're playing Destiny, get into a party with them just so that you can have someone to, like, chat with while you're playing, because start talking they'll be like, oh, you know, where are you? And you're like, oh, I'm on Titan. And they're like, oh, okay, that's
do
where
this and
yeah,
right, right.
That's huge. That's a great point.
I would really compare it to, like, getting into Monster Hunter for the first time. I'm sure you've, like, I'm sure you've explained it to people many times.
Resist the urge, John. Don't let them get to you.
Well, you know, for better or for worse, like, I'm actually going to be super limited how much I can play, because TGS is coming, and then right after TGS I'm on, like, 3-week vacation out of the country, so, like,
that's
I'm not gonna have
that's PS4.
Why you take your PS4
you're kidding
no.
Like, Brad,
what? Someone like someone who took their PS4 to
I'm
Hawaii
I'm going to Hawaii again, and then it's not going to be like last year in Hawaii where you guys all sat around with your PS4 playing Destiny.
Look, Rise of Iron had just
Hawaii.
Come out, John.
That was like a dream vacation.
Yeah, I can't imagine a better way to enjoy a vacation.
Alright, let's move on.
That's probably a good
you know, another great Sony PlayStation 4 first party.
So I was
going to
make that joke.
Destiny isn't that.
Is great in co-op with your friends or family members.
Yeah, I was going to try to like set up like we were.
I have no idea what you could be talking about.
If I could have timed it better, I was going to set up like we were about to talk about NAC 2.
I have NAC 2 friends.
And that. All right. Well, why don't we call? Should we call back our?
Yes, please.
We didn't introduce Sarah. They totally let her. No, or Grant.
Yeah,
we haven't introduced either of them. So that was. That was by design.
I see.
Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we can like gather ourselves and our thoughts. We'll continue with what you've been playing. We're going to talk about Octopath, that name and everything.
If you're a Destiny fan, you're welcome, and if you're not, we're sorry.
Lard, I apologize in advance.
If you're not, you didn't listen to this. You just skipped ahead. You should look at the show notes. So thank you guys so much for coming by. By the way,
not
thank
a problem.
You very much. I'm stopping by on a whim. That's
random. I heard the word Destiny out the window.
By the third floor of this random building in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. All right.
Happy to contribute to any more Destiny discussion on this podcast.
Right on. It will happen.
I'll come back next week if you like.
Yeah, you guys should come back. Next week, not to talk about Destiny, but we are. It is a all hands on deck sort of TGS show. So,
all right. So stick around. We'll be right back. Right, we were back before we were so rudely interrupted. Oh my goodness.
By those
rude.
Destiny hooligans.
With all
I
that
am so sorry.
Pesky Destiny 2 talk. So we're back to talk about some other things, but before that, we didn't finish introing everyone, who's been very, very quiet during that whole Destiny 2 segment.
Sitting right here the whole time.
I was riveted.
Yeah. I could tell. I know.
Super
you were just
interesting,
like,
you guys.
I mean, we were listening to the emotion, the tears, and we were just like, wow, this game must be.
It was like visiting someone's grave.
The fact that it was like out of two games.
I saw you both order it on your phones right there.
Roy, who you are in charge of the local nicknames.
Okay, so
what do we got?
Just a moment ago, that was Sarah here for Fish Podzorski.
Yes, that's me. I am playing another very popular MMO. A really popular, not Destiny
Jump
2.
Magikarp.
Not Destiny 2.
What are we talking about?
It's a little MMO called RuneScape.
Okay.
Huh. Which Mark doesn't know because
anything
he's
about?
55 years old.
But I thought they liked old games.
Yes, I met with the cool, hip, you know, RuneScape.
But it's a really old game.
Shit.
It's
old shit.
Yeah, I've heard of RuneScape. I have no idea what the hell it is, but I've heard of it.
It's just,
or why it has Here for Fish.
Yeah, what does that have to do
is
with fish?
Is there a fishing minigame?
It's not a mini game, but you can like level up your fishing.
Okay.
And I noticed that because my boyfriend was playing it. You just kind of like, since it was all clicking. That's it. You just click. I really liked how the fishing looked, and it looked really relaxing. So I was like, damn, I want to play RuneScape, but like, I just want to fish, man. I want to catch those fish. So then I made a character and I named it Here for Fish, and everyone thinks I'm like a bot.
Right.
Because a lot of bots.
Is there Chinese fishing bots?
There are.
Wait, really?
People make like armies of. Because
that's hilarious.
If you make enough money, you can buy a membership to the game.
Okay.
It's free to play. It's free to play, but if you have 2 million gold, you can just buy the membership per month.
Oh,
so people
really?
Will bot.
With
and,
in-game
like,
currency?
With in-game currency, which is another reason why I'm kind of interested in it. But people will send
making
out
money.
Armies and armies and armies of these bots who all look the same because they're all like beginner level 3 looking characters. And they just fish, constantly fishing, walking to the bank, cooking their fish, fishing again. Like, I run into, like, the same fucking bots when I'm fishing, and I'm just like, damn.
Do you ever try and talk to them?
These fucking immigrants taking my jobs.
Do you make yourself look like one of them? Like, do you wear the level 3 gear?
No. Well, I mean, I never got gear, because all I do is fish, so I never really do anything else. So I'm in, like, some shit that I found on the ground. Like, I found, like, an apron and a chef's hat on the ground, so I wear that.
Sounds like PUBG.
It kind
of
is.
How old is this game?
Oh, so old.
Right?
1990. I want to say 99?
So why now? Why?
Well, I have like an interesting relationship with it where when I was in high school, all the kids would play it in their browsers because you can play it in browsers.
Okay.
And you hear all the funny stuff that happens in RuneScape, like when they accidentally turned on like PvP for like the beginner's area.
Right.
And you just had people like coming in and murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, a lot of... a lot of crazy stuff happens in that game.
So a lot of nostalgia or why are you like playing it
for
now?
For me, it's like because I missed out on it.
Okay.
And because it's relaxing to fish.
And you saw your boyfriend playing it.
He
just never stopped playing it. Since 1999, to this day.
Wow. I just looked it up. It says it came out in 2001.
2001.
And the first news article that came up for it from 2 days ago is the bizarre reason Venezuelans have become targets in RuneScape. And I think we should stop there and let people look that up because we don't have a lot of time. So let's move on.
The game from 2001 is too young and hip. Like I should better know what it is, I guess. Than anyone. Roy, what else we got?
Oh, we got Graham, 7 years in Tibet. Howard?
Hey, yeah, that's me. So I am going with the lads to China next month.
With the lads?
With the lads.
Whoa.
Team of four lads going to China. And as part of it, like, I've always wanted to go.
It's like Final Fantasy 15.
My footy club, thank you.
Footy club?
My footy club.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go, but it's a pain in the ass because Canadians need a visa.
Yeah.
Americans need a visa, too.
Yeah. And everyone needs a visa, right?
Japanese people do not. They can just go and hang out.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So, as part of
that,
like,
for like 3 months or
Japanese people,
yeah,
60 days maybe.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but so I had to go to the visa center to get a visa.
Yes,
and I'm there signing out the forms. There's a nice lady that I'm talking with, and she's like, "Hey, your passport is valid for another 7 years and 7 months."
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, "Yes, good for you. You can count." But then she said, "Actually, do you want to just make it so that your visa is valid for the rest of your passport?"
Oh my god,
for 7 years.
Yeah, for 7 years. So she's like, "Just cross out what you have here." Write 7 in this box and then write multi here. And I was like, okay, that sounds fine.
Is this because you're Canadian?
Americans can also get up to 10 years on a visa.
I was at the China Visa Center today for the maybe the fourth time in about 3 months because I keep going for work.
Yeah. What time are you there? I was there like 9:30 in the morning.
Like 1 p.m.?
Oh, okay. Yeah. We missed you.
I missed you.
It's good radio.
Right?
Wait, did you go to the drinking van? Did you try that? Anyway, no, go ahead.
But, yeah, I have to apply for journalist visas because I go for work.
Right.
And how long
does that last each time you get it?
Like 7 days.
Right. So you've been there four times this year. You have to go every time.
And not only that, like I now have full pages in my passport that are like full on China visas, and I'm running out of space because of this. So I wish they would extend the same courtesy.
And Grant,
you were born a Canadian.
Like, drinking there.
Get home,
you're 7 years. You're like actually going there and doing work. They're like, you must leave in 48 hours.
Well, yeah.
That's why they're the richest country in the world, man. They know how to
if he's a journalist, they're probably like, they don't even.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the hip place to hang out. The visas. I saw someone from Terrace House there last time I was there.
Really? Who? Lauren.
God.
Lauren.
Don't say the magic words.
From the Hawaii season. Yeah. Oh no!
It's from the Hawaii season.
That season still got better. I will say that.
That's what I've heard.
Mm. All right. Yeah. So
yeah. Anyway, it was the same price. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I picked it up today. It had 7 years written on it.
Fucking crazy.
Got a 7 year China Hodai. I'll just
good lord.
All I can China for 7 straight years.
I am jealous of you, and I'm going to pretend to be a Canadian lad and just work illegally.
It's all Commonwealth, right?
It's all lad based. So.
Okay. So I actually want to know most about. We have a bunch of things to talk about.
In 18 minutes.
Not in Act 2. Octopath Traveler, Project Octopath Traveler, which the demo came out after the Nintendo Direct.
Correct.
Give me, like, some 2 minutes of impressions. A bunch of people played it. Tell me what you guys think. This is the game that they showed. I think it was a Switch reveal event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was JJ's nickname, was like HD 2D is what they've turned it. But basically 3D environments. Old, very Final Fantasy-esque 2D sprites coming from Square Enix.
A lot of bloom.
A lot of bloom effects. Yeah. A lot of, like, lighting effects and things.
I feel
things,
like they overdo the effects a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's, like, too much of that tilt shift going on where, like, it makes it look like you're looking at Micro Machines.
But let's talk about the basics. Like, what you're doing. There's a voiced English demo out.
And Japanese.
It's
got a Japanese voice in there, too.
Right. So, what do you guys think? Like, what's the game setup like? What's the gameplay like? What game would you compare it to? Like,
all right, so basically, when the game is actually out, it's called Octopath because there are 8 characters you can pick from.
Right.
Which is actually a fairly standard Square Enix procedure. Like, some games, like Saga, is what it's often being compared to. You have multiple main characters. You pick one, you follow their journey through. Basically, they share a world, and then the things that they do are different.
Right.
Lots of the time, they'll, like, start at different places in the same world and then converge on a certain point. But anyway, in the demo, they've got two guys.
Like 8 stories as well or something?
Yeah, so I mean, 8 characters, 8 stories, and each is a different class.
Right.
Yeah. And so for the demo, they've got a warrior dude and a dancer girl, and you can pick one of them. And I've only played the dancer girl so far, but everybody that I've heard talking about the warrior dude seems like it's a totally different thing. And they each have their own abilities that they can do in the world, and their story is different. And it seems like
that's what they showed in that. So, and they show in the direct, the warrior can basically challenge
fight anybody,
and then the princess, or is she a dancer, whatever.
Dancer.
Is it dancer?
It's a dancer. She's a dancer, okay. And she can allure.
Seduce, basically. Yeah. Like, they don't want
to
use
any,
that word.
Any NPC to just, like, follow her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And then she can use them in battle and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Or beat up an old man. Okay.
Cool. Or get beat up by an old man in the very, very first place.
I beat up an old man, and then I went into his house and stole his treasure chest. Roy, totally apropos of nothing, but I just remembered who you totally remind me of.
Okay.
The guy on Game of Thrones that has has anybody seen the last season of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, warning, this is going to be a spoiler thing. Is his name Thoros, the drunken priest? With the yes. You just put up your hair and thing, and I'm just like, fuck! It like, all things lined up in my head.
We need to get him like a fire
super
sword.
Sorry to totally derail the conversation.
You need to put a photo in the show notes.
You're going
to
be the image of the show.
Got it.
But there's like a lot of window dressing, but more or less it's a pretty...
He's my favorite character. Too, by
it's okay. A pretty standard JRPG, random battles, turn-based. It's well. Okay.
There's
like,
a Do the Bravely Default thing where you can like fast forward stuff and not get bogged down in crap.
So like part of this demo is that they're collecting feedback.
Okay.
They did with Bravely Default. It is directed by the same guy who did Bravely Default.
The producer's the same. The
producer's the same. So,
but it's a different developer. It's Acquire. Acquire is the developer.
Taking a break from Occupy Strip.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, yep. That's
Acquire
nice.
The old, like, old school, like, wrestling game guys.
Okay,
and, like,
I know that name from a lot of stuff, yeah. But, yeah, I think the game needs a lot of tuning.
Mm.
Yeah.
It feels like it's early, basically.
Feels like it's early. Yeah. Like, it's really...
It looks nice. I think it looks pretty. It sounds nice. The music is really good.
My biggest question about this game is why is... this visual style not being used for that Secret of Mana remake, which...
That's a lot of people have...
Good fucking question, Sam.
That. Yeah.
I think they're both good because in their own ways.
Well, it's
fucking Grant.
The Mana thing...
Was I not here when that fucking...
Yes, you were not here.
God damn it. I don't want to listen to that episode, do I?
14 no. minutes.
Oh, good lord.
No, but like, I'm without saying either way my thoughts on the Mana remake... I can see why it would be sort of expensive to kind of do the kind of things that some people are after.
You hit the nail
with that
on the
remake.
Head of why,
and this would be a good
it.
Way to like square that circle, right? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think like it's a cool technique, but I don't know if they're doing it very well yet. Like, I don't know. It's like too dim or something. It just doesn't like it. It could be better.
I feel like it's like trying too much with effects and stuff to make up for. I can kind of see that even just from the footage, without having played it, just from the footage I've seen. But I do think, you know, it does feel a little bit fresh. It has me interested in the game where I probably wouldn't have been otherwise.
Yeah, it's nice to just have, like, I mean, we don't get a lot of 2D graphics anymore anyway, like, in that sense. So it's just nice to have a game like that.
What about the switching between characters mechanic and doing, like, are you guys...
You don't switch. You pick a main character and that's your character.
Wait, what? I thought you were able to, like, switch at will between characters and use them for different situations.
Maybe in the full game, but not in the demo.
Okay. Well, that would make sense, I guess.
I know that, like, if you're the dancer and you allure a person, bring them with you, you can use the people that you bring with you. But for the main characters, no, it's like, I don't know, Seven Saga shit. You just pick your character and you just do it. You're that guy.
Okay. Maybe I'm misreading what they said.
The Asano Bravely Default connection kind of comes in with battle because that has the Brave system where you can use 5 turns all at once. And in this game, they have a boost system where basically every turn you get another boost point. Mm-hmm. And if you get, like, you can get a maximum of 5, I think. And if you use all 5 at once, you do 5 times as much damage, but then you leave yourself open for a bigger risk afterwards.
Okay.
And, if you use that, battles actually go pretty quickly.
Unless you, like, quote, break the enemies, which, like, makes them skip a turn.
Yeah.
So, essentially, you can just keep attacking forever.
It's kind of like, a little bit of Shin Megami Tensei in there, where if you exploit a weakness, you can just keep exploiting the weakness until they die. Which, I imagine, if they're smart, they'll also use that against you, where they can exploit your weaknesses, too. But...
What about any feeling of the story or characters or writing or any of that early on?
It seems good.
Writing seems good.
Yeah?
RPGs don't demo well.
Voice acting is distracting, let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Like,
that doesn't sound good.
Do they have British accents or no?
Well, I don't think that. I think they're trying to be flowery with the writing, but the writing is fine.
No, I don't mean, like, the writing. I mean...
No, I didn't. They sounded like American actors to me.
Old-timey accents, I don't know if they're not. Okay.
They're like mostly American.
Old-timey accents, by the way.
Yeah.
You start hit or miss. You start the game as the girl, anyways, dancer, and the dancer herself has a very nice voice, and they're like, oh, wow, this is pretty good and everything. And then, like, her 3 companions in the place she works, whatever, start talking, and you're just like, oh my god, like, stop
everybody
talking right now. You
sound
horrible.
How much of it is voiced?
All of it, as far as I know,
all
right? All that I heard. I only played it like 20 minutes.
There's like fully voiced, and then there's like the
Fire
Emblem time, like, hey.
Yeah. Which sounded fine. Yeah.
Okay. My honor. You know, that kind of thing. So are you guys going to give give feedback on the official website or whatever?
I think I will.
I am, yeah. Okay. I want to play it. I'm excited.
I'm in. I mean, it seems like a cool game. I'll buy it when it comes out.
Just came a little late. You know, it just showed up right before we recorded, so...
Okay, JJ, I did get to talk about Destiny 2, so you have, what, like 2 minutes to talk about Knack 2. You finished Knack 2.
Did you really?
Me, my wife, and Haruki all played, not at the same time, co-op through the whole game. Start to finish.
Okay.
Great fun.
For all ages.
For all ages. Seriously, it is just a really solid action brawler platformer.
Mm.
If you've got a kid, you can play the whole game in co-op. And, sure. There are moves in the game that are only doable in co-op. You can punch one Knack and he'll go flying through the enemies. You can have them shoot out bullets by hitting them and stuff like that. It's really fun, cooperative. It can be frustrating. You yell at each other, but that's all in good fun.
I get kind of a Lego with the Lego game feel out of it. A little on the first game. But did more on this game, and I don't know if that's what they're going for or if the game kind of felt like that.
It's like the cutscenes and stuff feel like a Uncharted for kids,
huh? Okay,
but the action is very much like Lego. But they lean a little bit more on the platforming this time because I think a lot of people complained the first game was almost all brawler and not a lot of platforming.
Right.
Personally, I prefer more of the fighting and less of the platforming. Right. But I mean, it was still fun.
Does it mix it up gameplay wise, like deal in other genres briefly and do that sort of thing?
Yeah, there are a little here and there, but what they did that wasn't in the first one was they give you more ways to fight and stuff like that. There's character progression and stuff like that.
Hmm.
So you're not just using the same three moves over and over again.
So whether there's a skill tree or what there's sorts of unlockables?
There's the skill tree unlockables.
It's not too complicated for a kid though.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long did it take you guys to play through it? Just
about 12 hours.
That's a decent length of a game for playing through a whole thing co-op.
Yeah, it was break it down to what was better than the first one. The first game, it had co-op through the whole thing, but the second player was just it was nothing.
Right.
And they made it a actual co-op game. It reminds me of Battletoads in a way.
Okay.
Where you really feel like you're playing a co-op game.
Mm. Is it supported fiction-wise? If there's a cutscene, are there the two Knacks in the cutscenes?
No, but what they do, which is smart, is that they... Because, Knack's a bunch of little blocks. Fucking bits and bobs.
Yeah.
They merge, so it's a blue and red Knack.
Smart.
Oh, nice.
So every cutscene that happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, before the cutscene, he merges, and then he comes up as a blue.
Let me ask you one last question. Maybe the most important question.
Yes.
Honestly, as honest as you can be about this, if you did not have kids...
This is exactly what I was going to ask.
If you weren't playing
with the five-year-old or whatever.
First of all, would you have played this game, do you think? And second of all, what do you think about it? Because I know it's a hard thing, because when you play with another person, you might enjoy it more.
I would not have.
Yeah.
Because it's the first one. I'm sure if I just played it by myself, I'd have been this is stupid. But
because you played the first one also,
yeah.
Okay, the same way and had a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did were you playing it with Tomar
Haruki?
And did he remember?
Oh yeah, he remembered. Did. Yeah.
Okay.
And he played it with my wife.
Was he like, fuck, Knack 2, finally, yes, awesome.
He didn't realize when I was like, I got Knack 2. He was like, well, I don't know what that is. And I turned around, I was like, oh, shit.
He's like, Knack is back.
Yeah, he was like, Knack is back, and he's ready to attack.
He made up a catchphrase and everything. Yes. He's like, the Knack is back, baby.
I think thanks to Sony for hooking up JJ with the code, but I think it's telling that Sony sent the code to JJ and not to me and Mark. They're wise. They know their audience.
What the hell?
No, I genuinely really like it.
Disturbing trend.
It's way better than the first one, and if you've got a kid, it's a no-brainer for me.
Cool.
I know you talked a lot about Metroid, last Metroid 2.
Since we're in a rush and we're running out of time, we probably don't have to talk about it too much.
Why is that game not out today?
As we're recording this, Sam. Today, Friday.
I bought it. It's locked on my 3DS right now.
It'll come out
yesterday when we recorded
the podcast.
This. Graham and I both finished it. I think as of last recording, maybe we hadn't. I don't remember, but he finished it very quickly, 7-8 hours. I did the whole 100%, 19 hours. It's
nice.
Awesome. It's really good.
It must be if you 100%ed it.
Yeah, it was. I'm thinking about playing it in hard mode, but I have other stuff I got to finish now too. So I'm putting it aside for the moment. But it was great.
Yeah, it's a damn good game.
Couple of parts near the end where it sort of does some kind of weirdly non-Nintendo-like things, you know, which is like, ah, that didn't make any sense.
It's really weird. But it's this awesome game, and no, there's a bad part. Like,
there's a boss that just makes no sense at all. It's just badly designed, and like, and it's a shame because it's a cool boss, but it does not properly teach you what you need to do or telegraph
it. Independently thought of this and said the other, and you're like,
no, I thought it was shit when I was doing it, and then John was going through it like, I don't know, a few days later, and then he just kept lying to me like, what is this dog shit?
Yeah. Okay.
And there's also a thing that it looks like a lot of members of the press had a problem too, where like there's a mechanic in the game they never explain to you, and like I actually figured it out myself by accident, but I know several people like literally never figured out how to do it. Like it doesn't,
and it's not like in Super Metroid where there were
no critters
you're not supposed to know.
Right. They don't do something that I saw anyway that like explains it, and obviously a bunch of other people complained about it too, so it wasn't just
well, there's this one doesn't have the helpful space critters to show you how to space jump.
Right. For example, in Super Metroid, there's that power where you drop, I think it's like a super bomb or something, and you use it to like looks like she's in the womb, and you get power. It never explains that to you at all,
right?
Anywhere
right.
in the game, but you just see it in the demo reel if you sit and watch it for a while.
This thing in particular prevented you from getting 100%, so that's why it was the thing, because you find these areas where you wanted to go forward and you didn't know how, and it never explained.
There's
how.
There's a hazard, yeah.
And I found it by accident. So
okay. Yeah. This isn't the thing you messaged to ever to.
It is, yeah, actually,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
But you know, whatever. Besides that, it was amazing. It's a great game. It's a great return to form. Some of the reviews complain that it's a little safe, but I think like that's exactly the point, and that's why they remade this game. Like it's been gone for like 13 years, 2D Metroid. It's like you want
to
bring it
that's
back safe.
Crazy
you
want to
bring
about.
It back something that people remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went back and played Fusion and Super Metroid after, which are both like amazing games.
Yeah.
And they're actually a little bit hard to play because this game controls so much better.
Yeah.
Like it's modernized. Like it feels very fluid.
13 years, it should have a lot of little touches.
I forgot how frustrating Super Metroid's jump, like wall jumping and stuff, is actually. It's not a dig at Super Metroid, but it's just that was then and this is now, and like now this is the new standard. I feel like
wall jumps actually kind of fucked me in Samus Returns for a bit because I was expecting them to be hard, like cause, you know, in Super Metroid you have to like aim away from the wall and then jump.
It's
in this
hard.
One you just hold against the wall and then jump.
The timing, the window of timing in Super Metroid is very small.
Really,
whereas in this
difficult.
One it's much more. You can just you
hold
around
against
like
the
a
wall and jump.
I remember the first time being at the down that well and having the critters go up, like knowing, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I think I'm doing everything right, but just completely. Not being able to do it for a while. Well, that's cool.
But anyway,
you also finished Dragon Quest XI.
I did. Yeah, and we'll have to talk
that's,
about it
that's
next
impressive.
Time because it's great. It's
we have a ton of stuff to talk
it's
a, about.
It's
I guess.
10 of 10. Ten it's the best. It's the best Dragon Quest in years.
That
like, it's
I'm
really really good.
So better than 9.
I mean, it's much better than 9.
It
destroys 9.
It's been a lot of years.
It destroys 8. It destroys 7.
Really?
It destroys 6. The only
destroys
two,
7.
To me, the only two that have even like a chance at competing with it are like 5 and 3. Like,
wow.
It's really, really, really good.
I mean, you seem like you liked it from the start, but not that. It seems like you must have really grown
great
more
story,
and more.
Great character. The thing I thought about it, like, what is the thing about it that really makes it good? It's the best characters probably of any game in the series. The whole party is interesting, unique, different, well characterized. It gets really emotional at a couple points. Like it's a very good game.
Like Destiny 2.
Exactly. Yeah.
Emotional? Did you ever feel like you were at a funeral?
I had tears in my eyes just the way you guys did.
Because it says the date and it says an epitaph and it says the people's names. That was the grave reference, JJ. That you were like gonna cry like a family member.
Anyway.
Okay. Nintendo Direct stuff.
Yeah. Happened today. Yesterday. Sorry.
This morning. We're gonna
yesterday
just
morning.
In highlights because there was like a fucking bazillion things that happened.
It was a good direct.
Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Old arcade games are coming to Switch, but not really from Nintendo, from our friends at Hamster.
Go Hamster.
But
first time versus Super Mario Brothers arcade is gonna be available on a console.
I wanna check out Punch Out.
There you go.
The real Punch Out is really good.
Body blow.
Maybe you can get past that jump. What was the jump?
Right? I think it's like 6-3. I had this thing where
that
I wanted to like one
evil.
Coin finish Super Mario arcade, and like I always lose at 6-3 because there's literally a jump that's off screen. Like you can't see where you're going to land until you make the jump.
And isn't it the two like the scales that you have to use?
I don't remember, but there's wind.
It's
evil. Like a big dark gap with wind, and it's like it's just really it's obviously like, hey, this is an arcade game. We need people
drop
to spend money.
In,
I'm going to do it.
Fight Ice Climber. Really? Do we need Ice Climber?
Interestingly, no Donkey Kong. No Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. They don't have the rights to it, right?
Well, there's you know dark legends in the game industry about what the deal is with Donkey
That's
Kong.
Right.
Like apparently, like there's you know rights issues. And
they,
who actually really made it.
I thought
it
they got sued for it because they tried to re-engineer.
Is that just this version of it? Or
obviously, because
one.
I mean, if you look at the new Mario, it's New Donk City and Pauline and Donkey Kong's all over the fucking place.
No,
like,
no,
that
it's,
particular
it's
game.
It's like the coding, the
arcade
code
Donkey
of,
Kong, yeah.
Because they didn't make it themselves.
They
that,
can't
correct.
Just like give them a tie and then
back in the day, Nintendo didn't have a bunch of programmers like in-house, so they outsourced outsourced a bunch of stuff, and then someone sued them. And
let's see, the Bethesda announcements, Doom and Wolfenstein 2. Will anybody, you raising your hand, JJ?
For Skyrim?
No.
Big ups.
I'm pressing F for Skyrim. No. What if Bethesda is making Metroid Prime 4?
Somebody said that. Wait, I don't know.
Which Bethesda?
An open world Bethesda.
You mean like literally the Skyrim team?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I saw somebody suggest that, and I just...
I would like open world Metroid. I did not want it made by Bethesda.
Metroid 4, Prime 4, very much like Samus Returns, needs to be very much like Metroid Prime, like for the first one. They can't get crazy with it. It needs to be what people remember and want desperately. Oh, what's that?
Yep.
What about Arcane?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah, that's Bethesda.
Or like the Doom team, that would be good.
Mario Odyssey.
Like it's up. Mm.
Mario Odyssey.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I didn't want to watch all of it. I scrubbed through it because at this point it's like, why watch it? Like, I'm going to fucking play the shit out of that.
Rubber nipples.
Amiibo, I guess.
Yeah, there's big controversy over Mario's nipples.
I totally missed that. Really?
He's got the nipples.
Do I want to know?
No, probably not.
He's got nipples.
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Roy, do you care about that?
Not really.
Okay. Mario Party, the top 100. I don't think anybody cares about that.
Jeff, they fucking better have Hexagon Heat in it.
Oh, man.
It better.
I think Diet Bomb cares.
But. Dan Reichert, friend of the show, probably cares. Yo-Kai Watch 2, Psychic Spectre is the best version of Yo-Kai 2. Finally, JJ in America.
3-year-old game.
Yeah.
They announced the new Yo-Kai Watch Busters on the Japanese side.
They did. Yeah. Japan had some exclusive stuff. To Phantasy Star Online 2 coming to Switch.
Like a cloud
streaming version.
Oh, wow, I missed that.
Yeah. The cloud streaming version of it too, the one that like you can play on your iPad or something.
I don't know. I mean,
no, basically you just like download a client because the Switch doesn't have much space, and as long as you have an internet connection to your Switch, it just streams the game to you. Yeah. Right. So I mean,
I guess Dragon Quest X does that, right?
On 3DS. Yeah.
The official subtitle is actually Cloud. It's Phantasy Star Online 2 Cloud.
Gotcha. Does it have Sephiroth?
I want to make sure it's clear.
Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redux. Early 2018.
I know y'all are Xenoblade haters, but I thought Xenoblade Chronicles 2 looked really good.
I'm not a hater. I just, like, when they says World Tree, like, my fucking blood drains from my entire body.
I love that Norse mythology, man.
Not the Sky Whale? I always check out when there's a Sky Whale.
No, for me, it's a World Tree. And, like, Secret of Mana is, like, my exception. It kind of started it for me, but, no, crystals in that just kind of...
I think we can all just agree that the Pyra... Her character design is like one of the worst I've ever seen.
I don't even know who that is.
She's the heroine.
I see.
The lady.
I'm generally pretty excited about that game. I mean, those guys have not made any bad games.
Yeah.
Almost ever. So like, it's probably going
to
be really good.
Yeah. I don't mean to like sound irrationally down on it because it has like a world tree. They mentioned the words world tree, but I did groan a little bit.
You know, the Dragon Quest XI has a floating tree in the sky too, and it's just happened.
I know,
like you're going to
start. I was like, guys, really? Come on. The game just started. No, I mean those guys make incredible games. It's amazing that it's coming out.
Yeah, December 1st, man. This year is just bananas with the big AAA games, man.
Snipperclips, more Snipperclips coming out.
Yes. Yeah.
That looks pretty interesting. More Splatoon 2 coming out. More ARMS stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm. ARMS was today. Splatoon is Saturday.
Are you psyched?
Yeah.
Yeah. That I will say that rappelling kind of umbrella that you could also shoot off.
Yes.
Is that totally new?
That is a new weapon. They've already released one of them. This is like a modified version of that.
That looks interesting to me. I thought that was like, it seems like they are doing like significantly gameplay affecting, you know, experimental kind of stuff.
It's like Reinhardt cool. from Overwatch, but
I thought more Symmetra Shield if you can shoot it.
True.
Mm. Kirby, a couple Kirby things. Anybody super excited about that? I want to talk about it.
They're adorable.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be good.
Big buff King Dedede.
It was interesting that Morphe's Law indie game is now like Switch console exclusive, at least for a time, where you shoot a part of the body and that part it gets smaller and it gets bigger on your character.
Yeah, I feel like we talked about it last episode, but I don't remember why.
They had it on the Nindies Showcase.
Okay.
That looks really good.
Let's see. Style Savvy Styling Star.
That's right.
Euro and JP only, Sarah. What do you say about that?
I say I'm very sad.
Oh. Looks good. You never know. They'll bring it to America.
The Euro version.
I don't want my pants to be my underwear and my trousers to be my pants.
If there's one thing I know, it's that Europeans are a lot more savvy about style than Americans.
Oh,
shots fired.
Time to show you the door.
This is the dude at Destiny.
They're not so savvy about names. That's a new style.
You're in a fucking Destiny t-shirt.
Look, I'm in uniform, all right?
Update for Nintendo Switch Online app. Anything else from the? There's a lot of stuff.
There's one thing I would like to flag from the Direct.
Yes.
They announced this weird port of a Chinese MOBA called
Arena of Valor.
Yes.
Is that the American name?
Yeah, it is the American name. It is a total League ripoff.
Yeah, well, in what's the name in China? I think it's called Honor of Kings. Mm-hmm. And it is maybe the biggest game in the world right now. It has like 200 million players.
It's Tencent,
all in
China, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's Tencent. And it's I don't quite know how that is going to work on the Switch, but
it looked like an old game. It's been around for a while.
It is a total League ripoff.
It looks exactly like League.
Yeah. I thought I was like, oh man, they're bringing League to Switch, and then I'm like, wait a minute, the graphics are way worse.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I got back from Beijing yesterday, and in the days that I was there, I saw so many people playing this game. Like it was like
interesting.
Think back to 2010 PUBG. and 2010 and like people playing Monster Hunter on a train in Japan.
Think
that times like 10. It was crazy. There were people just sitting on the steps playing it, and like so I don't know what
is it a mobile?
It's a mobile MOBA. I don't really know if that's gonna.
Doesn't it have Batman in it? I heard it has Batman in it.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it's a Phantasy Star Online 2 where at sooner or later every single character that's ever been in any fiction ever ends up in it.
The markets in which the Switch exists, I don't know if it's going to like make a big deal.
That's I thought was a weird thing too. I mean, I just took it as Tencent and just wants to like dip a toe, experiment. Yeah. It's made so much money. Who knows? Okay, sorry to like keep brushing things along, but update to the Nintendo Switch Online app. JJ fixed the thing, I guess, where if you get sleep mode...
Finally.
Yeah, but you still can't use apps that are going to use the microphone or audio output. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Mm.
I don't know. Is anybody going to use that app anyway?
No.
Right, yeah. So, this was a big deal out of the Apple. I'm glad to see this finally got announced. Sky, the next game from that game company. Mm-hmm. Them of Journey and other fame.
Betrayal
game fame. iPhone and iPad. They fucking show that thing on a Apple TV.
Yeah,
like for the first time ever.
Can we?
It's like,
can
what
we,
world do we live in? This is crazy.
How
iPhone,
the fuck
iPad,
does a game look
Apple
that
TV.
Good on a fucking Apple TV?
But, yo, that Apple TV, it runs on the same processor as the iPad Pro. That thing like destroys the Switch in raw power. It's better than. It's more powerful than most laptops. It's like it is a powerful machine.
That's ridiculous.
It's got to be more powerful than the PS3 or 360 easily, just in like raw numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
People started talking about
good.
Like, hey, you could. It did look really good, and I think that's also though. Don't discount that game company's skill. They've been working on that game for a long time.
Yeah,
too. I mean, it's been like 5 years since it is
straight out strange that game is like an Apple exclusive at launch there, right?
That launch though. They're going to release it on.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But
I mean, I think they got. I mean, I think they
got
seriously in bed together.
Ton of money,
yeah, they must have just had a crazy deal to make that happen.
But I mean, I don't know. Like, I can't really see that changing the equation for the Apple TV as a games console, right? As long as they
I
don't think anybody's going to play it on that. People will play it on the iPhone and the iPad. Like, it's just not
controller
too.
He was showing off how it works in the remote. And,
No. You even on a touchscreen, it looks like okay, it could be cool. But I am intrigued by the game. I'm surprised kind of how much it looked like Journey.
It looks a lot like Journey.
A lot, right? I mean, a little bit in the style, but not so much in the style as in terms of the gameplay.
Yeah.
But that 4-person co-op, I'm excited. Okami HD.
Yeah.
Coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Boom. December 13th.
I 4K. Might finally play it. I said that when the last HD version came out, and I still haven't like played that game
it's
more than like an hour.
It's a game, but it's totally worth your time.
Yeah, very much. I like
it a lot, but it is kind of a slug.
It's a little too long.
Ways, yeah.
It's a little too long, to be honest. They could have cut like 5 hours from it, and instead they cut the credits.
But hopefully not this time.
I'm sure they got them back now. There's like two editions. Also, it's cheap. It's like $20.
Still waiting for Godhand.
We got
still waiting for Godhand.
Oh my god! I would love to
be waiting a while.
Waiting.
Yeah,
We
got to wrap this up.
And
so
then,
what's left?
Wrapping this up, Bruce Straley. Oh wait! We got two things. One, Nintendo finally admitting defeat.
So bizarre.
Bringing the NES Classic back, much to the chagrin of collectors, gatherers everywhere. next year.
Yeah.
So I guess they found the components. You know, that's what everyone's saying. Like, no, they just can't. They can get the components or whatever. Well, apparently they found them, and so. And they, you know, said they're going to keep making the Super NES Classic. So, like, this is interesting because a whole market had popped up around these things, right? On the
yeah, something I noticed today on Amazon Japan, at least, is now on items when you go to buy them. Below the item, because, you know, a lot of people, third-party resellers, will, like, resell stuff for, like, crazy, ridiculous prices.
Yeah.
Below it, it now says, this is what it actually costs. Like, this is the price when we have it in stock, yeah. they on the page there.
They say that for, like, PSVR as well and, like, Switch and stuff.
Yeah, because I think too many people are trying to... So Reggie was actually like, don't pay more than you should for this, which is good. I'm glad he said that. Yeah.
A couple days before they...
But, you know, if you're going to say that, you better have enough for everybody.
Exactly. That's why I'm surprised that he said it. But I was happy he said that, too. So hopefully, I mean, there was a lot. It was really getting kind of ugly, the reaction back to Nintendo. So it was good to see them.
Well, they kind of screwed up the pre-orders again. Like, the pre-orders are a mess for that thing.
I know, and they said, oh, it's beyond our control or whatever. It's like,
really? No, it's not.
So, finally, Bruce Straley, friend of the show, Bruce Straley leaves Naughty Dog for parts unknown. He had a nice long note on the Naughty Dog blog, kind of explaining he'd taken a sabbatical and decided that it was time to move on. He had joined Naughty Dog in 1999. He said before they had a coffee maker, there were 15 people there. So that's been
like, he directed Uncharted 2. Like, he was like, and I think he was co-director on Last of Us. Like, he's made some amazing shit.
And Uncharted 4. Yeah. So super excited. Like sad that he's not going to be on Last of Us 2, but...
Right. I'm more excited just to see what he does. Hopefully he's going to keep making... He hasn't talked about what he's doing next, but, I mean, hopefully he's going to start his own thing and, like...
Guarantee it's in... it'll be gaming, awesome. But it'll be cool to see what it is, whatever it is in gaming. And I think that we have to wrap it up. A little bit of a brisk show this week with all that unscheduled... surprise Destiny talk, but... But thanks, as always, for listening. Where can people find us, JJ?
You can go to our website, 8-4.jp, our second home, giantbomb.com. We also have a Twitter, at 84play. Mine is SPRSK. Follow Bean on Instagram at Bean.
Oh, my God. Really?
And me, Justin.Everson.
Okay, no, that's gonna have to stop. I'm at Mark MacD
on Twitter. At
SarahPods. Timely Howard.
I am John TV.
Kiss.
Oh, go ahead, Roy.
Kiss. Wow, Roy and Sam almost kissed. Moment where they both went for the mic at the same time.
I'm Roy and I'm at Kotawari.
I'm Sam and I'm at 345 Triangle.
All right, and any other housekeeping business we need to take care of?
Thanks again,
Steven.
Steve Pharma.
I was wondering about this.
Yes, so did you notice that coming in? The custom-made amiibo here.
Extremely limited edition game Jesus.
What does it unlock in Samus Returns?
Game Jesus, John TV, 84play collection amiibos. We'll have to post pictures of this.
It unlocks whatever Mr. Game & Watch unlocks.
Unlocks the hype train.
It is a piece of work. It is a custom custom amiibo. Thank you. Please send all your custom amiibos care of, I guess, John, since he collects them. But yes.
But more than that, next week, it is the big one.
Thank you for reminding me. Yes, so TGS, Tokyo Game Show. We have a big show every year. If you haven't heard of it, we usually have the hype Shinkansen comes into the station. The hype bullet train comes in. Supposed to be a lot of announcements in Famitsu. That's, I guess, actually out today, huh?
Next week.
Next week. Okay.
Right at
the
show.
It should be some cool stuff. There's always a ton of people in town. It's always a ton of fun. It's kind of crazy and loud and... raucous, I guess, if I can use that word, which I don't normally use, but in a good way. So definitely come back next time. It will be next week. You don't have to wait 2 weeks for it. But
the first day of TGS will be over, so that Friday, look for us.
That's right. So on that note, who wants to
have the guest take us out?
I'm looking.
But you
had
your thing already.
No. I want to just do a plea to Nintendo about Animal Crossing. A personal plea.
All right. Oh God.
Okay. Are
you
ready?
Is this gonna be embarrassing? Go.
Okay. Yes. I just.
Are there gonna be tears? Am I gonna cry?
I'm gonna Destiny cry. Okay.
Okay.
Nintendo. I need to talk to you. We need to talk about Animal Crossing. What happened? Where did it go? please don't make it the next Metroid.
Wait, they said there's going to be a mobile version. Wait,
yeah,
you never prepared statement?
Is it? I have a prepared statement for Nintendo, and you're fucking ruining it!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But okay. I thought they said they're making a mobable version.
Yeah, but is it out?
Okay,
is
no,
it in
right.
my hand
okay,
right
it's
now?
It's not going to be 14 years.
Continue
though.
Your message.
No,
continue.
Nintendo. Nintendo,
you're prepared, your
can
prepared
you just,
notes.
Just send me a sign. Just, you know, tweet me. Tell me that there's a light at the end of this dark Animal Crossing-less tunnel that I can look into and I can see that isn't a stupid mobile game. Because no one really wants that. We
you're
want
gonna
to switch
what? Dissing the thing they announced.
I don't want the mobile version.
Why?
I want
you,
the
you don't
version.
Want Amiibo Party or whatever that thing
I
was?
I have that.
Was
it's
it
too late?
Was it bad?
It was okay. I'm not going to knock it because of Animal Crossing.
Your addiction. So even the mobile version is now not going to make you happy?
No.
Is that what I'm hearing?
It was never going to make me happy.
Okay.
You'll
I'm
be there on day one.
Please.
You know
I can't.
It.
I don't have an iPhone.
What makes you think it's iPhone only?
Didn't it say it was iPhone only?
No, they didn't.
Wasn't it like
they're
a,
not going to abandon you,
I
Android.
I mean, they did it to Mario Run.
Yeah, but he eventually came to Android.
Yeah, eventually.
He eventually ran that way.
I really love things that eventually
so you
come to me.
Switch or nothing, basically. Not even 3DS.
Well,
this
do
point.
I mean,
doesn't make sense to be 3DS.
I'd accept it.
Why?
Acceptable 3DS.
They can make another 3DS. It's so better than. Okay. All right. Is that it? Is there
yeah,
any
that's
other
it.
Notes?
I mean,
is there PS or to Reggie
stop
or anything?
Crying.
PS, tweet me, Nintendo. Tweet
okay.
Me.
All right. You heard him, Nintendo. you heard her.
At Nintendo.
Please tweet at Zeropods.
See you at TGS.
The end.
Hear and see about the kinds of things that make you burn when you pee. Well, it can be avoided, easy says and done by using a condom for sexual fun. Condoms can prevent all kinds of things, BD and base. You know what I mean? STD really ain't no fun without using a condom. You could get one. AIDS and herpes and even trick and other STDs that'll make you sick. The proper use of condoms I will not explain, so take the note and avoid the pain. Let knowledge be key and AIDS be the reason. Next time you're getting busy doing skis in season, chilling with your man in the place to be, kicking back, watching us on MTV. But back to the subject, now let me see. Ain't no fun without a condom. Hold it by the tip, roll it down to the base, and make sure at the tip to leave some space. 225 is all they cost, and make sure to get it off for the rest of the block. Ain't no fun without a condom. is the end of the condom rap. If you're gonna get busy, you need the facts. Still will put the beat in your ear. Rock, shell, and pop, that's where I hear. Ain't no fun without a condom.